We arrived at the Vanderbilt YMCA Hotel on 47th Street and entered the lobby holding our luggage. We followed Dr. Tamba to the front desk and got our room keys. I had a room to myself for the first time in my life. To top that, I had a television which I watched all night long. It was really hot in the room, so I took my clothes off and sweated in front of the television. 2 days later, I learned that the reason the room was so hot was that the radiator was on full blast. I didn't know what it looked like, least of all how to turn the heat down or off. I remember thinking about the strangeness of this country. It is very cold outside and extremely hot inside. On the morning following our arrival, I went downstairs to the cafeteria, where 57 children from 23 countries were waiting to have breakfast and to begin the United Nations' first International Children's Parliament. There were children from Lebanon, Cambodia, Kosovo, Brazil, Norway, Yemen, Mozambique, Palestine, Guatemala, the US, New York, South Africa, Peru, Northern Ireland, India, Papua New Guinea, Malawi, to name a few. While I was looking around for Bar and Dr. Tamba, a white woman pulled me to the side and introduced herself. "My name is Kristin. I am from Norway." She extended her hand. "I am Ishmael from Sierra Leone." I shook her hand, and she opened an envelope of name tags and placed one on my shirt. She smiled and motioned for me to join the breakfast line as she walked away, looking for other children without name tags. I followed behind two boys who were speaking a strange language. They knew what they wanted, but I had no idea what to get or what the names of the foods were that the cooks were making. Throughout my stay, I was baffled by the food. I would simply order the same thing or put on my plate whatever I had seen others put on theirs. Sometimes I was lucky to like what landed there. That was usually not the case. I asked Dr. Tamba if he knew where we could get some rice and fish stew in palm oil, some cassava leaves or okra soup. He smiled and said, "When you are in Rome, you do as the Romans do." I should have brought my own food from home to hold me until I learn about the food in this country, I thought, as I drank my glass of orange juice. After breakfast, we walked 2 blocks in the freezing weather down to a building where most of the meetings took place. It was still snowing outside, and I was wearing summer dress pants and a long-sleeve shirt. I told myself that I wouldn't want to live in such an unpleasantly cold country, where I would always have to worry about my nose, ears, and face falling off.